Well, I am here at the 131st American Sea Trade Association's annual meeting here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and Dr. Philip Nelson, who is Professor Emeritus of Food Science at Purdue University, is sitting here with me, and he is a former recipient of the World Food Prize, I believe in 2007, and he talked to us about food security and what the sea trade industry can play in feeding the growing global population. First of all, let's talk about food storage. And you talked a lot today about post-harvest loss, and kind of elaborate on that.
Yeah, this is really significant in the developing parts of the world, which we take for granted here. But in those parts of the world, much of the food is lost after it's harvested. It can be as high as 30-40%. So think of producing a big crop, and then before you even sell it or get it to the consumer, you lose a third of that crop. And so that's what we're finding in that part of the world. And as I mentioned earlier in my talk, in Africa, 60-70% of all grain is stored on the farm. They don't have the central elevators like we have here, central accumulation spots. So it's very important that we focus on that part of the food chain so that there is markets, or they can hold their crops for later sales. They don't have to sell it when the prices are as low as they could be.
Well, you talked about how these countries are producing more because of the science and technology, but they're losing just as much. And you talked about, you know, one year you were over there and it was 30-40%, and even recently it is still that losing 40% of their harvest. What's being done, and what's the future look like in preserving those foods?
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting because way back, I'm not sure which one, but there was a push to help give monies for post-harvest losses in this part of the world, but that soon dried up, and so all of the focus of research had been on new varieties, producing more, and which was important, but then this part of the food chain had been neglected. And so now I think we're seeing some change, and hopefully it's not just a short change.
Well, you mentioned the PICS, the Purdue Improved Cowpea Storage, and how there's been over 2 million of those across Africa and what they're doing. You moving into what can still be done, what do you feel the role of the seed trade organizations and the seed trade industry looking in to feeding that 9 billion by 2050?
Oh, there's no question in developing new varieties and that will produce more, but maybe working with those industries to be assured that what they produce is being saved and it's not being lost, and also beginning to realize that they can deliver a lot of nutrition through that little seed and that crop that's produced. So begin to look what's needed and how their development, their breeding programs can incorporate not only more, but also maybe a better quality product that would meet their needs.
Well, a lot was highlighted today on higher education, and you mentioned what was the greatest point of optimism for you, and you said young people. Kind of hit on that, and when we're talking about Africa as a whole, what we can do to better educate and introduce higher education and make it more prominent.
Well, we just received a $5 million grant from the USAID, and part of that is to bring students from that part of the world to our program, to work in our labs, to get excited about what can be done, and then take that back to their countries. Also, hopefully they'll bring problems that they have, and maybe we can develop new technologies, appropriate technologies, that will be useful for them.
Well, thank you, Dr. Nelson, for sitting down with me. Anything else you'd like to add to top it off?
No, I think this is great. I'm really optimistic about the direction we're taking now, and I think if in some way I may have made a difference, and I think you can too.
Well, I definitely think you've made a difference. And I forgot to mention the bag in a box, which is your signature and your claim to fame when it comes to food storage internationally. Once again, talking with Dr. Philip Nelson, Professor Emeritus of Food Science at Purdue University here at the American Seed Trade Association Annual Meeting. I'm Jamie Johansson.